Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Ali Show, and today we have a very special guest, Mr. Mizuho Matsuyama, originally from Japan. Mizuho, good to have you here today. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, bro. It's an honor. And Mizuho, our guest, first ever guest whose first language is not actually English. So we'll try our best to do what we can. But, just again, thank you so much for coming here and doing this with us, Mizuho. Let's get straight into it, Mizuho. For those of us who don't know who you are, could you give us a brief introduction about yourself?
Okay. I'm Mizuho Matsuyama. I'm an MMA fighter. Yeah, I'm from Japan. I'm from Ishikawa, Japan, like part of Japan. Name is Ishikawa. Yeah, I grew up Ishikawa all the time.
Pretty much all of your childhood, teenage years were from Ishikawa, is that correct? Is that more of central part of Japan, Ishikawa? Close to.
I don't think close to. Okay. Like, it's... Yeah, Tokyo is almost
central.
Yeah, central. But I think Ishikawa is pretty small. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think.
Would you say Ishikawa is more of like a city, like compared to like Auckland?
I guess it's same as Auckland.
Almost the same. Yeah, bigger, but. Is it quite big over there? Or?
I think same.
About the same? Yeah, oh, okay. Same. Cool. And were you part of like a big family or in Japan?
I don't think quite big. Mm. I have my mom and my dad and my sister and my brother and some cousins.
Yeah. So Mizuho, a little bit about like I was just curious, like, what is the cost of living like in Japan, bro? Is it pretty expensive to live in Japan?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I don't know Ishikawa, because I have home in Ishikawa, but when I live Niigata and Tokyo, it's pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. I think it's cost 400 a month. Mm. It's cheapest place, but
you can find something
like Auckland more expensive.
Definitely way more expensive. But yeah, like you said, from what I know, from my knowledge of like Tokyo and all that, like that's pretty expensive. What is like the cost of like, for example, cost of a room in Tokyo for like a month? Almost double?
Cheapest?
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah, 400?
500? That's not too bad.
Yeah, but when I live in Tokyo, I have toilet, but I don't have no shower.
Oh.
Yeah, crazy.
Damn. So how do you take a shower, bro?
Because I want to be MMA fighter, so... Yeah.
That was like sacrifices.
I was gonna go like gym's shower, but yeah. I quit that gym. Then I don't have shower, but we have like onsen, you know, like,
onsen pools and
onsen
all
pool,
that.
Then I
it's took, just sacrifice, man.
But it's too hard. I never do that.
Damn,
we need shower.
That's crazy sacrifices, bro. So for those who don't know, Mizuho actually competed alongside some of the other teammates at City Kickboxing. Lawrence, Jason, and also Kevin Juse at the Shuriken Fight Series. We'll get to that in a second, but before we go there, I just want to talk a little bit about like your martial arts background, bro. Could you tell us how, when you started like doing martial arts and how it started?
Okay. I started judo when I was maybe 2 years old, 3 years old, maybe for 2 years, but I don't remember. Don't remember.
It's probably like too young to remember anything back
because,
then.
My cousins has BJJ school. Mm-hmm. Not BJJ school. Sorry, judo school.
Yeah,
it's quite strong team, but I quit. I had to do judo because I'm cousins. So, but I quit that because I don't want to do that.
You didn't like it.
I don't know why, but yeah, I'm quite small. Quite young. Young. And then I play basketball. Maybe 13 years old to 18 years old.
You used to compete for like schools and all
when
that.
When I was go school. Then I went to university and I...
Hey guys, Ali here. Just want to say thank you for listening to our podcast. We appreciate your love and your support. If you're not already on board, please do follow us on here and share it with your friends and family. If you prefer a visual experience, our videos are actually up on YouTube at the Ali channel. Please don't forget to subscribe, like and share and leave a comment or feedback if you like. And also you can follow us on our socials at the_Ali_channel for Instagram and on our Facebook page at the Ali channel. We'll see you soon and I hope you enjoy the rest of the podcast.
I was gonna do keep playing basketball, but I had trouble.
What happened? Tell us.
Like, I'm fighting teammates.
Ooh.
It's too terrible. But my friends are punching my face. We're fighting, but I couldn't punch in his face.
Why was that, bro?
Yeah, I don't know. Just.
Is it like respect or like you didn't want to hurt your friend or?
Because I never punching face.
You've never like, punched anyone before, yeah.
So, I think that's why I couldn't punch. But I'm so disappointed by myself because like I afraid everything because if I punch, like university, like
you get expelled, kicked out.
Yeah, so I just really afraid that because, that's really I'm afraid.
Yeah, obviously, like, you don't want to lose, you know, get kicked out of school. Yeah. I mean, who would want that? But that's okay. Yeah. Was that a reason why you started to get into martial arts?
Yeah, that's why I start, because I'm fighting, then, when I got punched, it's not too much hurt.
You didn't feel. You didn't feel like
I didn't feel.
It didn't hurt you.
Yeah, I did hurt. So, yeah, maybe I can. I wanna, yeah, because I couldn't punch. So I wanna
learn.
How to punch or something. Then I go.
That's really cool. From how you wanted to learn martial arts from getting attacked.
Yeah.
You know, like because of that experience, it pushed you to go out and learn how to. Oh, that's pretty cool, bro. And so, what was the first, not the first, but like, what did you do after that? Like, where did you go?
Yeah, I did boxing for a year, but I really wanted to do MMA.
MMA.
Yeah, so I did boxing.
Was it big back then, MMA? Was it huge or?
I think that at the moment, boxing, like huge event.
In Japan,
yeah.
Okay.
Mixed martial art is not too huge at the moment we don't have Rising or something, no big event.
Back in those days, yeah. Oh, okay.
Like after finished Pride.
Yeah. And so, you picked up boxing was your first, and how long did you like train or did you compete over there?
I did compete maybe 5 or 6 fights.
How's that experience there?
It's good, but like they wanted to be professional boxer, but I don't wanna do because I wanna change.
Yeah, you wanted to do martial arts, mixed martial arts. So I see. Okay, and then after that, you understand you took BJJ as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. I did BJJ when I was university. like for 2 years. Maybe I start 19 years old. Yeah, like, yeah, I keep training boxing and do BJJ same time.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. Yeah. And so when you were, you know, after you graduated from university and all that, what did you do in Japan? Like, were you working full time or?
I'm working full time. I'm working full time. I had job. Railway engineer.
Yeah, as a railway engineer. Railway engineer. That's pretty cool.
Oh, thank you.
And was that like a normal? Was it a tough job or what was that experience like? Really what did you have to do?
Because I wanted to go in Tokyo because Tokyo has so many MMA gym, so that's why I just choose no reason.
That,
yeah.
Yeah. That job was like a way for you to get to Tokyo.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know how to work, but I chose that job.
I see. That's pretty cool. And what was like the like you mentioned, you know, off before we did this, like you mentioned something about like, you know, long hours, crazy hours
working there. Like normally work 8 to 5 PM. Yeah, I did that, but after that 2-hour, 3-hour rest, then I come back work 9 PM. Yeah, sometimes start 11 PM. 11 PM to
morning.
Yeah, 5 AM, 6 AM.
Wow. And then a few hours rest and then back to work again.
Sometimes I can get rest, but sometimes keep going, like finish work 5 AM and then go home, 2 hour sleep, then come back work. Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh.
But good salary.
Yeah, that's I'd imagine that's definitely really good money.
Yeah.
And so like you were doing that like what? How many days a week were you doing that?
Not every time, but I worked. It's terrible thing is I worked 7 days
a week.
7 days a week.
Whoa, that's crazy, man.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure at some point like that actually is not good for your body, right?
True.
Man, it's struggling. And man, I imagine that might like, I'd imagine that would be quite a dangerous job as well.
Yeah,
like working on the railways.
Yeah,
because the railways don't stop, or the bullet trains and the railways, it's like it goes 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Not 24 hours a day, but like almost 24 hours working. So that we have to be careful to work.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of like accidents and deaths.
Yeah, so scary. Sometimes, it's a terrible accident, but we had to careful if I worked that job.
You just had to be like real extra careful.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. But yeah, like I'd imagine it's like you get fatigued and you get quite tired.
Yeah.
And like you have to focus because you make a mistake on the railway. Like that's not a joke, man. Pretty dangerous job. It's crazy. Yeah. And would you say like as a young adult, you know, like especially in Japan, you know, earning like big money, you know, good money, doing a lot of hours and all that. How did you like spend your money? Did you have hobbies like, you know, cars or stuff like that, or did you just wanted to save?
I don't have hobby. I have hobby, but I want to training. I really want to do mixed martial arts, but I couldn't do that. So I save money. Then, I was thinking, like, I definitely quit that job.
Yeah. That job was just basically for you to save enough.
Yeah.
So that you can go somewhere else to train. Yeah. Mm. And so when you took that job, you said that was like a kind of a ticket for you to go to Tokyo.
Yep.
And I understand for some time that you didn't get to go to Tokyo.
Yeah, I didn't get. Mm. I didn't go to Tokyo. Yeah, because like some coworker said I can work in Tokyo. That's why I chose that job. But they moved me like side country. Mm. Like, yeah.
A rural part of Japan instead.
Yeah, like, yeah, so it's a small place.
How did you like maintain like training and all that from there?
I looked a kickbox gym, but it's pretty far. Like, one way, it takes 1 hour by the car.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I decided to go kickboxing. And I learn BJJ, still learn BJJ, but BJJ place pretty far. It takes 2 hours one way.
Wow.
That's hard to learn martial arts.
Yeah, that's a long drive as well. And I imagine, because you already worked like long hours, and then you have to drive.
Yeah, but I couldn't go every day.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot of sacrifice there, man. Long journeys, and man, I'd imagine like after training, you're pretty tired as well.
Yeah.
And then having to drive back an hour or 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm crazy. I know.
Oh, bro, that's dedication.
Nah, I just wanna be a fighter, mixed martial arts. I wanna do mixed martial arts.
Man, and so like did you move to Tokyo after, like at any point and train at an MMA gym in Tokyo? Or?
Yeah, like I worked for 2 years, but I can't be patient. I couldn't be patient. Like I really wanna do mixed martial arts, so I quit job. Mm-hmm. Then I moved to Tokyo. Then I wanna be MMA fighter.
Mm.
Then I go MMA gym maybe 3 months, but I couldn't run mixed martial arts. I don't know why. Like, yeah, like, I don't know why. Just, I went to MMA gym, but like, they teach just pro fighter. I'm not pro fighter, but I had like kickboxing skill.
Mm.
I'm not good BJJ, to be honest, but I could do kickboxing, but yeah, they couldn't join. They couldn't me join MMA.
You couldn't join the MMA team.
Yeah, MMA training.
Yeah.
So, and so many people stay there. So, everybody couldn't training. So.
How many? Okay, wait. When you say so many people training there, how many people are there in the gym?
Like that gym, quite small place. Okay. Like, because Tokyo is. Like, you know, too busy. It's
heaps of people, yeah.
Like, yeah, look like one room. We're training 200, 100. Yeah, fuck, it's so busy.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's really rough.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't training.
Yeah.
Because
it's hard to train because there's no space, number one. And like, there's just too many people. Like, you don't really learn or...
Yeah.
How do you learn there? Like, it's...
Yeah, then I couldn't training MMA.
You couldn't learn anything. Like, could go to training, but you didn't learn anything.
Yeah, I didn't write anything.
Mm, okay.
And then I quit because...
It just wasn't...
Yeah, I... And then I stopped...
Doing MMA for a while.
Yeah. And then... And then I just... I stayed more 3 months.
Yeah.
In Tokyo, yeah, but I didn't do anything, like just work as a job, but yeah, part-time job.
Mm.
And then, I watched, I really wanted to go, like, United States. Mm.
Yeah. To the US.
Yeah, US. Okay. Because, I love UFC, so I thought, I want to be a UFC fighter, you know, everybody want a UFC fighter. Mm. So, I thought USA crosser UFC. Mm. So, I I search a lot.
You do a lot of searching.
Yeah,
and So how did you then decide to come to New Zealand?
Because like I think at the time, like Dan Hooker and Israel and stick kickboxing, like famous.
Dan was not in the, was it Dan? Because Dan is the first one that got into the UFC.
Yeah.
So he was not in the UFC at that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's quite famous CKB, and then
Israel was in glory. Yeah,
but the most important thing, like I thought Israel start kickboxing 18 years old. And I start quite late, like I
so start almost
boxing.
The same.
Almost same. I'm start boxing. Yeah, that's why. But Israel grow up really strong. Like
he got
really good striker, and he's a striker, and I'm not BJJ fighter. Like I don't know how to escape, or I don't know how to wrestle.
Yeah, well, you know, but like not the best.
Yeah.
You know how to do it, but it's just not your favorite, your best part of your game.
Yeah. Okay. And I thought Eugene make him. So I wanna learn.
Help him to become the fighter that he is.
Yeah. I thought he's a great coach, so that's why I come here. And New Zealand has working holiday visa, so I can work
and train at the same time.
Yeah, train.
If you would have to have went to the US, that wouldn't have been the case, was it? You probably could only train, but you can't work or whatever.
Yeah, I can't work. Or illegal, illegal work.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Yeah. And so, when did you come over to New Zealand, or what year was it?
I think 2019 May.
Yeah. And so, so then you came to New Zealand, and I understand you took part in the a program.
Winter Warrior. At first, I didn't understand English everything at all. I didn't know everything. Then, I was gonna go. I got visa June 20th. Then I go I go New Zealand. But visa starts June 20.
Okay.
But Winter Warrior starts June 20. Same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I have to go English school.
Take English classes.
Take English class. And so I couldn't training 10 a.m.
The morning sessions.
Yeah, morning session. I couldn't. I can't training morning session.
Mm.
So, but Winter Warrior starts 6:45.
A.m.
Six
a.m.
I think 5:30. Sorry.
5:30. Okay.
So I can training 5:30. Then I go school. Then I can work. I go training. Maybe evening.
The evening training classes and all that.
Yes. So that's why I chose Winter Warrior, but I couldn't read Winter Warrior thing.
So how was how did you find that coming here, and then so you was there a time where if I'm not wrong you had to go back to Japan for? Did you come here first and then was because someone was telling me
like tryout.
Yes.
I come May.
You came because in May.
I had to do tryout. So I went. Yeah, because I want to watch how to training in CKB.
How it goes and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then I come. I try. Yeah. When I do Winter Warrior tryout, I understand beginner's training. Yeah, I'm still. I was being a MMA, but I had experience kickboxing and BJJ. And then I thought I have to cancel Wing of the Warrior. Then I said, I sent message like CKB and I asked Yuji, but he said, nah, you join. I join. Then I did Wing of the Warrior. Yeah, but it's a great experience for me. Like Wing of the Warrior is such a great
learning experience, because you, so yeah, because Wing of the Warrior, you're learning everything, not just like boxing, kickboxing, it's like wrestling, BJJ, it's like we put it all together. And so how long was that that whole Wing of the Warrior program that you did?
I think 6 months, 5 months. Yeah, I think 6 months. Yeah, it's really good for me.
And then you actually had a fight at the end of that program as well.
Yeah, we can get at least one fight.
Man, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So what was your first impression like when you came to CKB and you did that tryouts? Like, how did you find it? And
website.
Okay.
And, yeah, I searched website because I was gonna thinking go USA or New Zealand. Mm. Yeah, but I chose New Zealand.
Yeah.
Then I looked Wing of the Warrior training and the 6 months, like Wing of the Warrior program is make mixed martial arts fighter.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanna learn this.
So so then when you came to New Zealand and then you train at CKB, was it very difficult, bro, in the beginning? Like, cause you didn't know any English.
Yeah. Such so tough.
Damn.
I to be honest, I wanna go home. So I wanted to go home that time because I don't have friends. I can't speak English, and I don't wanna be bother anyone. So it's just too hard for me. Damn. Yeah.
So then that was when the English classes came in.
Yeah.
And helped you to.
I don't think help. I can't say that, but
yeah. Well, your English definitely way better now.
Because Team CKB always teach me English. Yeah. That's better than English school for me. Sorry, English school.
That's not the best school, but okay.
You know?
Yeah, like, I know what
just,
you mean. Yeah.
Just make friends and talking to people by English. That's better.
Google Translate on your phone.
Yeah. And my English grew up definitely from Rob, Kiwi Rob, my best friend.
Kiwi Rob, yeah. Tell us the story of how you met Kiwi Rob. Rob Nicholson.
Rob Nicholson.
Yeah, that's his real name. Yeah. How did you meet Rob? And
just when I do first time Wing of the Warrior, then like Eugene screaming. Teach, Eugene screaming, teach us. Then, I don't have partner. What did he say? I didn't understand, but like, I go I just lucky, just first time I partner Kiwi Rob. Yeah, with Rob. He really kind for me.
Mm.
Yeah, because I didn't speak English, but he's a he tried to struggle understand for my English, and we just keep training together.
Damn, that's pretty cool. And so I understand like some of the struggles you had in the beginning was like, obviously not being able to talk in English, and then like looking for houses and all that in Auckland. So how did you do that, bro? Like looking for places to live and all that in the beginning.
Like Auckland has like so many different country people. Like Japanese, stay here. So many people. Then we have like Japanese website in Auckland. How to live. So I found Japanese website. Then I live.
That was how you
you
use that website
I use website, and then I just found my
place. Were you saying as well like this website were charging like very expensive Expensive prices.
I don't like one room, two people.
Mm. Damn.
Two people.
Yeah.
Like 150. That's expensive? I'm not sure.
Bro, that's one person. That's two people in one room.
Yeah, one room.
And one person paying 150.
Yes.
Damn.
Quite.
That's, yeah, that's pretty expensive. To be honest, it's pretty expensive.
And man, just one bed. Then I sleep
on the floor.
On the floor. Like maybe 4 months.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah, but just experience. Now.
Crazy experiences. Yeah. Crazy experiences.
And like with the warrior, I did with the warrior at the same time. Like I sleep on the floor. That's too hard.
Oh my like, goodness. This is tough life,
yeah,
bro.
Tough life.
Tough life.
Yeah.
Shit. Damn. And then was that so after that, how why did you, obviously that was like pretty rough, and then you decided, that was when you, after 4 months, you like moved out of the place.
Like because,
what did you ask anybody or did you talk to anybody about this, like, hey, is this normal?
Because you know, like I'm a little bit shy, so I didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, ask,
but like my best friend always ask me how's my place, and then I didn't wanna say that. Like I can't be bothered everybody. I don't wanna do that. But yeah, Rob always ask me, always worry me. Then yeah, he helped me a lot. Then I said I sleep on the floor, and then what?
Then why are you sleeping on the floor? Yeah, man,
you have to move.
Yeah.
And then I move like more cheap place, the closer
to the gym.
Yeah, to the gym. But maybe 2 months, I stayed there 2 months or 1 month. Yeah, but I got like, I don't know how to say, like I got like some itchy, like
insect bites.
Yeah, like insect bite, yeah.
Oh damn.
So terrible. And then Rob move. Yeah, you should move.
You
and
get
then,
out of there.
Yeah, I move. Then my press now really good.
Yeah. Oh man, that's crazy. Someone talked about like the you know, at the end of the Winter Warrior, and then you got managed to get a fight and all that. And so fast forward to the fight that you had 2 weeks ago. So that was on the Shuriken fight series. How was that experience for you, bro?
Yes, that's really good. Like looks professional fight, but it's an amateur fight. Like I watch Japanese fight a lot, like no rising, like small like
shows and events.
Small show, yeah. Like it's, yeah, I think better Shuriken, like really big, huge event.
Yeah, that one's a decent sized event at the North Shore.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, decent place, but and how was that experience training for that fight?
Yeah, that's so good. Like everybody helped me. I'm impressed, CKB. It's best gym in the world.
And so then you know, how was the fight for you? Like how was the fight for you? Like what is your did you gain, or what did you learn, or what did you take from this fight?
To be honest, I couldn't do my performance. Like yeah, maybe I couldn't do performance because, you know, guys, my training performance, yeah, like getting strong than before. Yeah, I'm disappointed for my fight, but yeah, I'm still head up to training, and I want to fight.
But sorry, I just have to ask, like, why did you say you were disappointed? Like, do you mean like, okay? You have a plan,
yeah,
and then you wanted to carry out your plan, but you didn't get to, or you didn't get to perform like what your plan was, or
like, yeah, like Eugene said to me, go takedown, but I tried to just once, And
you tried to do a takedown
yeah,
once, and then
yeah, I just tried to do takedown once, and yeah, but I couldn't, like, my opponent did takedown defense, then yeah, I afraid to take down, like, yeah,
you didn't want to do that again,
yeah, because I'm striker, but yeah, I had to take down because I know how to take down. But
you have a very good takedown.
Yeah. Maybe. But when I fight, I forgot everything to take down. Maybe I'm nervous.
Yeah. Maybe it's the nerves. Yeah.
I have like 10 takedown, 10 kind of takedown, but I forgot just once takedown, like single leg. I don't know how to do that. I forgot.
Okay.
The takeoff opponent.
So like the, was it because of all the lights and it was a bit different, you know, compared to like the gym.
Yeah. But great experience.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's like good experience. So I mean, you definitely learned a lot from this fight.
Yeah.
And, yes. You know, so you definitely be taking what you know. This experience, and you bring it to your next fight, then you try and implement new things.
True.
And but yeah, so unfortunately, you didn't get away with the win. But you know, like I said, like there was a big learning experience for you, you know. And I would say like that one was even for like amateur fight, like that felt you know was you know you had the cage. There was like heaps of people there, you know, the lights, the music, like that was a very high standard like event, you know, and you get to feel, you know, and it's good. Like, you know what I think, like why I think it's a good reason why that one's an amateur fight. Like people have different opinions, but like, I think that's, it's good to have all these amateur fights so that you gain all this experience. So that when the time comes and you fight professionally, you already have all this experience, bro.
Yeah, you know?
You know what I mean? Like, you rather want to have this experience as an amateur than to have it as a pro. So, like, it definitely did help a lot.
Yeah, you know? True.
It's so good that you have, you know, platforms like this. Like, you have people like Shuriken or Jason was his name, who organized this event and put this event together. And give people the opportunity, bro, to try to fight, you know, and to do an MMA fight and all that. And it's not an easy task. It's a big thing, you know, to do organize this whole thing. It's not easy. But man, hats off to Jason from Shuriken for doing that, bro. And what did you think about the other teammates' performances?
Kevin, Lawrence, Jason, they're a really great fighter. And Jason lost, but he's a really good grappler. He's just keep training. Then I know he's really strong grappler. Because first round looked like Khabib.
Jason Nurmagomedov.
Jason Nurmagomedov. He's so good fighter. And Lawrence, quite strong. He's really great. Asian.
He's got a lot of power.
Yeah. And I don't know when he turned pro, but he's a great fighter.
On the way. He's on the, like, very soon.
I think so. And Kevin, everyone knows he's so strong.
Yeah, he's a strong guy, man.
Yeah, I know.
And I liked his elbow that he caught. He caught the guy with and put him down. That was pretty cool, man. Mizo, I have some questions for you, man. One of the questions I have is, you know, you're obviously a big fan of MMA, UFC, and all that. Who is your favorite fighter, bro? And why? Why is he that your favorite fighter?
My favorite fighter? Of course, I love Israel, Brad, Dan, Shane, Kai. But as else, I...
Outside of CKB.
Outside of CKB. GSP?
Mm. George St. Pierre.
Yeah, GSP
be,
and...
your favorite all-time fighter.
And Horiguchi?
Horiguchi, yeah. And why are they your favorite fighters?
Because when I watch UFC, like GSP is the most famous fighter
in the UFC. Back in those days, yeah.
I think. Like, he can do karate? Yeah, Kyokushin. He did Kyokushin in like Japanese. Kyokushin karate is like Japanese fight style.
Mm.
And yeah, that's why I like GSP. And he is a complete fighter. He can do everything like tackle, BJJ,
striking, stand up, ground game, everything.
Everything. Yeah. He can do everything. So.
And what, just to mention about like GSP and how. Like the losses that GSP had, he avenged those losses. Like the fight with Metsera. And then, you know, like he avenged his losses. Like in the rematch, like he changed a lot of things and do a lot of things differently. I think that's one of the things that made GSP like great is because he comes back from his losses. He works on like all the weakness. And then when he comes back, he's like so much more better. It's crazy.
Yeah.
He's probably like pound for pound one of, you know, the best. But what I really liked about GSP just recently did a podcast with Joe Rogan. And he talked about a lot of things, bro. Like there was, for people who haven't watched the podcast with GSP, I think they should really go and have a listen. But he talked about a lot of things like his experience fighting, doing MMA, competing, and like, you know, all his lessons, you know. Some of the things that he was talking about was, you know, and this is what like Eugene said as well. It's like not to put all your eggs in one basket, you know, not to have like, you know, some people, they just 100% on fighting, but they don't have any backup plans. So like nothing, you know, no backup plans. Like we all want to have, like if anything happens, like we have a plan. But and also like things about training, what was really good was when he was talking about training and how like his experience was, he saw a lot of young fighters or other people in the gym who were training too hard, or who when they were sparring or when they were fighting, they were probably like hitting too hard or working. They were just draining their bodies, punching too hard or kicking too hard. And he was talking about CTE and why it's very important to learn about CTE. Because you don't want to damage yourself in the training gym, you know. You want to you want to learn as much as you can, get better, improve, learn all your techniques and everything, and use that for your fight. But what he was saying was like, when what he noticed was a lot of people was going so hard in the gym and they were getting hurt, injury, you know, getting damaged and this, that, whatnot. And then you can't fight. Or like what's worse is like, you know, you can suffer from a brain injury, bro. And like, if you suffer from a brain injury, you can't fight anymore. You can't compete anymore. That's going to be like way worse. And, you know, he talked about a lot of things, bro. Like even how people should learn how to manage their money when they're fighting, you know, and you should also know that like there is an age you reach where you already pass your prime, you know, and like you should probably maybe retire or, you know, what I liked was everybody loved fighting, you know, like for fighters, you know, everybody loves fighting, but you should fight for the right reasons, you know, like, yeah, and even Joe Rogan was saying, like, you know, some people now, how for people who love to do it, it's okay. But imagine if the only reason you're fighting is because you got no money. You're only fighting just for money.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, that's not the best reason, you know, to carry on fighting. Like, it's hard, it's sad, but in reality, that sometimes, like, some people have to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Because they didn't learn how to manage their money, or they didn't make good choices, or didn't have good advice, you know. But yeah, people should go and check that out. I don't want to repeat everything what they said, but no, that was a cool podcast. The other question I had is, so you have your own style of fighting, right? Your own your own style. Where, you know, obviously you take styles from different people. Who are some of the fighters that you take your styles from, bro?
My style, I copy.
I wouldn't say copy, but like, you know, you take inspiration from like, different people.
Yeah, like Israel and Danfuka. Yeah, I try to.
You learn, you learn a lot of.
Yeah.
Their skills and techniques and their style. You take a lot of things from them. Was there any reason why or?
Because Eugene told me I have to do like distance.
Mm.
Like distance.
Manage the distance.
Yeah, distance is the most important thing. So yeah, Israel and the Dan Hook are really long. They have like long reach.
Mm.
And I'm quite big. Like
for your weight category.
Yeah, like I'm fighting flyweight, so I'm quite
tall.
Big. Yeah, taller.
For a flyweight fighter. Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I.
You take their styles from there. Fighting on the outside. Mm, okay.
But yeah, like. I want to take Brad's style, but a little bit crazy, like, because he's really exciting fight, so.
A very, very, very exciting fighter.
I like that style.
A bit more risk, a bit more dangerous.
Yeah. But people are exciting for him.
And it's like, it's like entertainment. People like to watch the crazy fights. You know, people like to watch the violent ones, you know. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, like, you know, obviously we talk about like UFC fighters, MMA fighters, like we talk about people who like to wrestle and people who like to strike. You know, usually you tend to watch people who like to strike more. You know, that's more interesting, you know. Yeah, that's really cool. The other one would be like you know, who are some of like the role, or maybe who is a role model like in your life? Who
For now, like definitely Eugene, because he looked after me a lot and he taught me MMA skill, and that's why I choose, because he's like fair person, you know, like he's not just one people, like everybody. Like, he kind for everybody.
Mm.
Like, yeah, he teach MMA skill. Everybody, I think he's a... Yeah, he's a fair person.
Mm.
I think.
It's pretty cool. And he's... Would you say, like, he's a very honest person? Like what you said, he treats everybody equally... Even like from if you a beginner or you are a world champion, like he just treats everybody the same.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, he just take cross, and like he teach 515 cross.
15 class.
Yeah, 550.
Start 550.
Yeah, and he come back nighttime, and he take sometimes 645 cross, like beginner MMA.
He's a very hard worker. We can say that. Hey guys, Ali here. Just want to say thank you for listening to our podcast. We appreciate your love and your support. If you're not already on board, please do follow us on here and share it with your friends and family. If you prefer a visual experience, our videos are actually up on YouTube at the Ali channel. Please don't forget to subscribe, like, and share, and leave a comment or feedback if you like. And also, you can follow us on our socials at @the_Ali_channel for Instagram, and on our Facebook page at The Ali Channel. We'll see you soon, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the podcast. You know, if you're a UFC matchmaker, you know, dream fight. What would your dream fight be, bro? Who would you
I want to watch.
Who would you matchmake?
I really want to watch Habib versus GSP.
Ooh.
Yeah, everybody wants to watch.
It's like a dream. Yeah, it's like a dream one fight. Of the bucket list fights that needs to happen.
Yeah.
And, okay, so who would you say would be winning that fight?
I like both, but I hope GSP.
GSP. but, man, in the podcast that GSP did, he actually talked about this, and he actually said, bro, like, if he could fight with anybody, the most scariest fight for him or will be fighting with Khabib, bro. Because he was saying, like, you know, it's so scary. Like, it's different when you're on a stand-up game and you can strike with someone and whatever. But, like, he was saying, like, it's, you know, being taken down by Khabib, being dominated, you know, and Khabib puts you in a way where he breaks you, you know, like, he holds you and he doesn't let you do anything.
Yeah, if he grab.
He smashes you and
game over.
It's over. It's finished. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, what Khabib did to Justin Gaethje.
Yeah.
To Dustin.
Yeah, like, Dustin the wrestler.
He wrestles. He's such a crazy, amazing wrestler.
Yeah, true.
He doesn't let you do whatever you want to do. He takes you down, keeps you down, and he smashes the guy. It's like Conor, you know, how he... And I think, like, in some ways, I think when he took down Conor, like, he didn't want to submit him or he just wanted to punish the guy, bro, and beat him up.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. And, like, you could see, you know, they were talking about some of the previous fighters that Khabib fought, you know, and, like, their face changed, you know, after they fought with Khabib, maybe, like, after the first round.
Yeah.
And they were like, shit, can't do anything, you know, like, that's crazy, bro. He's so dominant. He's such a dominant fighter. Like, nobody really has gotten any close to him, you know, like, but what do you think about, you know, well, and then GSP also said that he 100% has retired. You know, that's what GSP said, like 100% he's retired. He's not going to fight anymore.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad. Like, he was, and like, because he's still in good shape. He still trains, like, he still, you know, competes. But he said, like, he's retired.
No more, yeah.
No more. He knows that, like, it's not worth for him to come back into fighting again.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But what do you think about, like, even Khabib retiring?
I want to watch Khabib, but it's good for Raiway, because if Khabib stays here... He's
gonna dominate everybody.
Yeah, he dominate everybody. So, yeah, it's good for lightweight.
Give the rest of the lightweights a chance to.
Yeah, but lightweight still, like, so hard.
It's crazy, yeah. Savages, bro. Heaps of savages, man. Yeah, like,
what the cross.
Yeah, bro. It's a lot of exciting fights, I think, in the lightweight division.
Yeah.
And yeah, obviously, like, you know, like what we were saying before. It's pretty exciting for, like, Dan and Brad, you know, in the lightweight division. There's so many fights for them to have. So many great matchups, you know. And it was pretty sad that Brad's fight got cancelled on that last one. But, yeah, I definitely hope to see Brad get it back in there soon and, you know, fighting again. He's definitely very exciting.
Yeah, he's a so great fighter.
Exciting he's fighter.
Tough,
like,
yeah.
He's a tough. And what I think as well with Brad's case, like, he hasn't had any easy fights.
Everyone's strong.
Since he came into the UFC, they've been, like, throwing all the savages at him, bro. There's tough challenges, bro. It's crazy. Like, and he has always come out on top, you know. Yeah, definitely looking forward to that next one. Man, I don't want to keep you too long, Mizuho. But we've come to the section now. Wise words from the wise man. If you could give people some advice. What would that advice be, Mizuho?
Like, first time, like, when I come New Zealand before, I didn't have anything. But, like, I always try to struggle martial arts, but I didn't get anything. And I didn't get friends. in Japan, but I try to be courage. Then I come here. Then I got new friends, new families, like James Shikabe. Yeah. Just keep try to
keep train. Going and don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up. I can't say never give up, but just
keep trying.
Yeah, don't give up yet. Just might be someone find you, then might help you, and then you can try struggle again. Yeah.
Man, that's pretty good advice, Mizuho. Like,
thank you.
Yeah, I think it's very important. Like in this day and age, like people give up easily.
Yeah.
Like they try something, it's hard. Oh,
yeah.
I'd want to do it, and then they give up.
Yeah.
And then they go to something else.
Yeah. If we didn't give up, we still on the way. So just chasing dream. And yeah.
How, like, you know, it's really important to, if you have a dream, if you have a goal,
yeah,
you know, you work. Obviously, like, just dreaming is not enough. You have to put in the work to get there. But, you know, like what you said, I think that's really good advice. It's like, you know, just keep trying. Like, you don't always succeed. You might fail along the way, but you just got to keep pushing. And, like, I get what you mean. Like, what you said about that struggle, man. Like, it's a very big sacrifice. You know, when you came here, no friends, no family, no English.
Bro. It's that stupid.
I wouldn't say stupid, but like, no, bro, it's normal. Like you come to a country where, you know, it's English, and English was not your first language.
Yeah.
So that's big sacrifice, man. Big struggle. But yeah, here you are today. All right. Obviously you've progressed a lot as a fighter, MMA fighter, and you had some plans, you had some, like, you know, you had some goals you wanted to achieve, and you, every day, you're just getting better. So, like, there is something to that, you know, like, don't give up. That's actually, like, it sounds very, like, you know, everybody say, don't give up. Like, people use that very often,
but
that's actually what it is. Like, you really cannot give up. Just gotta keep trying, keep going. Man, Mizuho, also, it's very sad to know that you will be leaving us soon. you'll be leaving Auckland and going back to Japan. Tell us, bro, what's like some of your future plans, man?
I was gonna go back to home, my hometown Ishikawa, but probably I go try to Tokyo because I don't want to give up yet. So yeah, one day I want to come back here. Yeah, but I have to get good record, like fighting good career. So before, I have to fight so many times in Japan. So yeah, I try to find
some fights, find a gym. Yeah. Have you had anything lined up yet?
Nah.
A gym or not yet?
Maybe I wanna belong CKB. I wanna use this gym's name because I wanna spread this gym, like CKB. I wanna spread CKB steel kickboxing.
Yeah.
Because, like, Eugene's the best coach, and I love this gym. Like, it doesn't matter who famous people. Like, yeah, still, like, Israel, a few UFC fighter spread CKB, but just I love here. Like, yeah, that's...
It's different. Yeah.
That's,
it's
definitely very different. My best place. My happy place. So, yeah. Just, I want to come back.
Hopefully,
to fight.
And so, do you intend to take a few more fights in Japan? And a few more MMA fights over there? And maybe compete in... Is it Rizin? Is it MMA or...?
Rizin is MMA, yeah.
Yeah, so are you trying to look for some fights over there?
Yeah.
And would you say there's a lot of... Might be a lot of fighters in your weight class...
But a little bit smaller, like my weight class.
Not as many?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool, man. Anyway, Mizuho, I don't want to keep you any longer. Thank you very much for your time today, for doing this podcast with us. I want to wish you all the best in your journey. You know, safe travels back to Japan. And hopefully you can find a good gym where you can train and learn and continue to keep fighting and competing. And man, at the end of the day, we hope to see you back here again soon in the near future, man. And yeah, bro, just all the best. I hope to see you do big and great things in the future. And I'm very sure we'll see you again, man. Mizuho, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ari.
Take care,
thank you very much.
Boom, guys, thank you very much for staying with us this far. And we'll see you on the next one. Boom.
Hey guys, Ali here. Just want to say thank you for listening to our podcast. We appreciate your love and your support. If you're not already on board, please do follow us on here and share it with your friends and family. If you prefer a visual experience, our videos are actually up on YouTube at the Ali channel. Please don't forget to subscribe, like and share, and leave a comment or feedback if you like. And also you can follow us on our socials at the_Ali_channel for Instagram and on our Facebook page at the Ali channel. We'll see you soon.